Julia Louis-Dreyfus played a vice president on television. Yesterday, the Veep star showed up at the Real Democratic Convention, hosting a panel with the 8 women who are Democratic state governors. Courtney Kippers of member station WBEZ in Chicago has more.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus entered the stage to huge applause from a friendly Democratic crowd. She joked that perhaps she ought to seek office after playing a politician on TV. New York Governor Kathy Hochul quickly offered this in return.
You're more qualified than Donald Trump. Don't worry about it.
It was among many pointed criticisms of the former president and current Republican nominee from the panel of governors. They lead the states of Kansas, Massachusetts, Arizona, Maine, Michigan, New Mexico, New York, and Oregon. And they say there are some upsides to being a woman in a male-dominated space. Here's Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
I do think that that's a huge advantage, to come in where people write us off, don't expect us to be as deep on issues or as thoughtful in articulating a vision. I would much rather be underestimated than overestimated.
Yeah. The panel also waded into serious policy discussion, especially around the topic of reproductive rights, which Republican nominee Trump says should be up to the states. Among the governors on stage, 2 lead states, Kansas and Arizona, where abortion access has been limited by Republican-led legislatures in recent years. Here's Governor Katie Hobbs of Arizona, where abortion is banned after 15 weeks of pregnancy.
We are under an extreme restriction in Arizona, and women who get pregnant don't have access to the care that they need.
Abortion access is on the ballot in that state in November. It's not just Democratic women who are governors. There are also 4 Republican female governors. That means about a quarter of the states in the country are led by a woman. But the panelists say it's not enough, and they are focused on getting more women into elected office. Here's Hochul.
So you build the farm team, right? That's how you have to do it. Because the guys don't require any qualifications. They just step up and run. Am I right about that? So I just want to say women should not have to have the greatest resume in the world to start getting into the game.
An event that started with jokes ended with calls to elect Kamala Harris and put a woman in the White House. For NPR News, I'm Courtney Kippers in Chicago.